I'm Doogie Howitzer, and you're listening. I'm Doogie Howitzer, and you're listening to Supply Side Radio. Hey, I haven't reached out and talked to you guys in a really long time, and I really apologize. Things have been kind of busy over at the Apple Box Factory. My site is appleboxfactory.com/news, N-E-W-S. I am the managing editor and director for Apple Box Factory News. We've been in a very interesting situation. Basically, what goes on with my radio show is my engineer is Montel Claude. Online, you can catch him on Twitter or Instagram, MCTTSD. Again, at Montel Claude Philippe Toussaint Samuel Dudeau, MCTTSD. He's my radio engineer, and sometimes, you know, he helps out. On one occasion, he actually hosted the show. And basically what happened was I became so impressed with who he was, I decided very early on in this campaign that that he was probably just as good a candidate as anyone else that might actually run. So this is what I did. I became his campaign manager. We were running. We were running a very strong campaign. We were getting our ideas out there. We were talking about what we thought was best for America. And at some point, Bernie Sanders stepped in, and we were so impressed with him that we wanted to give him our support and our effort. And we were feeling the burn around the New Natural Law Party. We're that group of independents who often vote for DNC candidates and have done so over and over and over again, but have gotten nothing for it. And this year, the DNC has come up with a candidate that has offered so much nothing that we decided we weren't going to take it anymore. So what's going on today is we're going to actually get to hear from MCPTSD, or Fat Dog, the P, the H, the A, the T, the D, the A, the W, the G. My good friend, my engineer for my radio show, and my choice for candidate for president of the United States is Montel Claude. I'm going to let him tell you why it is that he's a great candidate. But I just really want to remind you folks that, again, we were running, and we were so impressed with Bernie Sanders that we gave him our support. And what happened is that after the convention with the Dem exit and with the or bust movement and with the or jail movement, we decided that we weren't going to support the DNC. Basically because we're not really members of their party, and Montel Claude actually even has a story to tell you about that. And I actually am going to bring him on to let you know, what it is that how it is that he feels, and what it is that he thinks that maybe you should do. If you are a person who was supporting our campaign before, because again, we threw our support behind Bernie Sanders, and right now we don't even know if Bernie Sanders has successful. So I mean, that's a decision that I'm trying to make myself right now. I'm trying to decide if I'm going to vote for Montel Claude, or if I'm going to vote for Jill Stein. You know, that's where I'm really torn at. I'm really, really excited. You know, the first time that Claude told me that he was going to run for president, you know, when by the time I talked him into it, I was really, really excited. You know, and I just wanted to and when I got to, I saw the campaign beginning to when I saw the campaign beginning to develop, I was really I had never been happier in my entire life, you know, to actually, you know, get to be a part of what Montel Claude was doing, and the things that he was talking about, and just loving what he was doing, man. You know, that's the thing, is he's just really, really amazing. But when we saw what Bernie Sanders was doing, we, you know, the only thing that we could do is we had to actually, you know, get behind Bernie Sanders, you know, and support his campaign, you know, because we really thought that it was really, really important. So if you can tell, I hope you can tell that Montel Claude is actually entering the building right now. And we're all really, really proud of him. We'll always be really proud of him. He's approaching the microphone right now. And please turn it over to Montel Claude.
Thank you, Mr. Hollinger.
Thank you, Mr. Hollinger.
Thank you, man. Doogie.
Doogie.
Doogie. Doogie.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right, all right, all right. Okay, okay, okay. Hey, so yo.
Quiet.
No, we don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time. Thank you.
Okay, so yeah. Tell me about that. We're listening to the Dizzy Harrison Show. This is a very special live episode featuring me, Marshall Court. I'm the engineer, the sound engineer on this radio show that's about politics. It is probably the most progressive radio show that there's ever been in the history of radio. And excited to be a part of it. I didn't know what it was about, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, I love Supply Side Radio, too.
Yeah, and so when I was asked to be a part of the show, I didn't know what it was going to be about, and I certainly had no idea that it was going to take us on the journey that it had. You know, so what I've observed is that there's a little bit of politics, and that we all have to
do our part to do what we can to make America the best America that we think should be.
The real reason is, I don't know if we have enough time to really do everything that we really should today. The best that I can tell you is that I want you guys to love me. And that it's worth it. You know, you guys made it worth it.
You know, you guys made the hard work and the effort worth it. And so
I have to get to this point really fast right now, and I'm sorry. But this is the status of our campaign. We want to deliver the best president that we could for America.
And when Bernie Sanders, when he came around, man, you know, we just knew that
Bernie's amazing.
I love Bernie.
And so we were supporting Bernie, you know, and that was the thing, is
I think that you should vote your conscience. Please vote your conscience.
Please vote for who you think is the best person. If you need to write in Scooby-Doo or Columbo or Marcel Quarlet or your aunt or your uncle, whoever it is that you think is best for the job, that's who you vote for. You make your choice. You make an intelligent decision. I'm going to vote for who I want to feel like voting for. You vote for who you want to vote for. We're not going to tell you what to do with your vote. Too much hanky-panky going on in politics in America. And you know, I don't mean, you know, this figuratively. But anyway.
Let me tell you why it is that I'm making the decision that I am right now, and why I'm advising you, you know, to please vote your conscience. The reason why I want you to vote your conscience is because I am not for GMOs. You know, I'm not for GMOs, you know, and I'm not for fracking, and I'm not for privatized prisons, and I'm against war. I'm for a carbon tax. That's who I am. You know, and the people who've been supporting me, you know, have done so because that's who they are. You know, we are people who believe in voting and who believe in certain things, and we believe in voting for those things, and we believe in voting for the person who's going to best represent us. We believe in voting for the person who we think is going to make the right decision. Look, folks, I think that, you know, that there probably isn't a bigger and more important decision than who an American should vote for. If you're an American and you have the right to vote, you should use it. You should be very proud of having that right, and you should exercise that right. Vote your conscience. Vote for what you believe in. Vote for someone who believes in what you believe in. You know, someone was trying to talk to me about a particular candidate in this election who they were supporting. And basically what happened was when they were trying to tell me about the candidate that they were supporting, what I asked them very basically was why were they supporting that candidate? I was trying to get a reason why they were supporting the candidate that they said that they supported. And they told me that they were planning to vote blue no matter who. I said, well, what if the person that they pick for blue is stupid? No, seriously. If the person who they end up nominating is stupid, I'm not voting blue. I'm going to vote smart. I heard these people talking about vote blue no matter who, and I told them that they sounded like sheep. When you said, told me vote blue no matter who, it sounded like four legs good, two legs bad, like some Animal Farm stuff. We ain't no animals on a farm. We're real people. And we make conscious choices. We make conscious decisions. And as voters in America, I think that your vote is really incredibly important. I really want to always try to advise people to make the best choice. And so that's the best advice that I can give for you, is please try to make what you think is the best choice. You know, if you want to write in, you know, the lady that made your coffee this morning, you write her in. You know, if you want to write in, you know, your second grade teacher, you write her in. You don't have to feel, you know, like someone is corralling you, you know, your vote. You can vote for whoever you want to vote for. You know, you don't let anybody tell you who to vote for. You know, you vote for who you want to vote for. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. And the reason why is because after you make that decision, you need to be very happy with the decision that you made. Whoever it is that you vote for, after you make that choice, you should be happy and pleased that you made that choice. After you push that button, after you pull that lever, after you punch that card, after whatever it is that you do, after you say I, after you raise your hand, there should be no regrets. There should be no regrets with the decision that you make as a voter or the decision that any American makes as a legislator. You should be happy and pleased and excited with what you do. America is a place where people should be happy and excited, where we should love life and love our neighbors. We should be able to love our leaders. We should be able to love our government. We should know that the policies that our government leaders implement are what's best for us. We should be confident that nobody would be so silly as to try to look out for the interests of such a tiny, tiny group of people, and by doing so, ignoring the interests of the general public. This November, we really expect, and I really appreciate it, this November we really expect to do what we can to make sure we have a great decision maker in the White House in January. This November, I think that America is going to show the world that America and Americans care about America, and we care about other people, and we care about people in other countries, and that we care about the earth, and that we care about our oceans, and that we also care about wildlife, and that we also care about what goes into our food, and we also care about what we put into our water, you know, and that we also care about making sure that we don't dump things into our ocean. You know, I'm against fracking, and I'm also I'm against GMOs. I'm for the labeling of GMOs. I am against bills that forbid the labeling of GMOs. I think GMOs should actually be outlawed. I think fracking should be outlawed. Not in just certain particular instances. Ban the practice. I believe that people should have the right to marry who they want to marry, and that a woman should have the right to choose, and that reproductive freedom is a right. I believe that voting rights are important. I believe that when a person casts a vote, that they should get a paper receipt, and that all the votes should probably actually be counted three times. I believe we should get rid of the Electoral College. I believe that we probably don't even need a primary system. I think we should get rid of private prisons. I think that cannabis should be legal in all 50 states and territories. I think that we should really think about negotiating with our neighbors first before we think about dropping bombs on the poorest of their citizens. I think that the Iraq war was one of the biggest mistakes ever made in human history. I think that decision making is very important. I think that we should make really, really good choices. I think that that's what's most important, is that we make good choices, and that we make good choices available. I believe in free college. That's right. I believe that college shouldn't have tuition. The reason why I believe that college shouldn't have tuition is because then there's no excuses. We know that everybody, if everyone's given a fair chance, then everybody's going to do their best to be the best citizen they can be. I try to be the best citizen I can be. I know that you guys try to be the best citizens you can be. I know that we were all trying to help elect Bernie so that he could be the best citizen he could be. Because Bernie's not running, our campaign's not over. I think Jill Stein is a nice lady. But because of what we just saw, we're not shutting down our campaign. We're taking it all the way to November. I'm going to turn things over to my campaign manager, Doogie Howitzer. He's done a really great job. He'll let you know what's going on next, okay? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Montel Claude. Oh, wow. It's been a pleasure to be the campaign manager for this campaign. There's really only 1 minute left in the broadcast, so listen to. We're going to post some more radio. Pay attention to my Twitter feed. We actually have to go now. I'll be around. Claude will be around. We want you guys to do as you've always done. You know, stay informed. Be good people. You know, and the most important thing, believe in the truth. Believe in the truth. Believe in the truth and believe in yourself. Believe in the truth. And believe in yourself. You've been listening to the Supply Side Radio. Again, Supply Side means that we spell it Supply, C-I-D-E. Supply Side Economics is suicidal. I am not a super predator. Montel Claude is not a super predator. You are not a super predator. Bill and Hillary Clinton, they are super predators. Vote your conscience. Vote your conscience. Green is the new blue.